when you think about a graveyard, it's always going to be complex trying to get drainage properly, because obviously by their very nature, people are coming along and digging graves and interfering with ancient drainage patterns that would be in the land. So I know the engineers are working on that at the moment, and they're trying to find a solution that would solve. A hamlet is made up of actually three different graveyards, and each of them has to be looked at individually from the point of view of the drainage. What we're particularly looking for and trying to move along as quickly as possible is that we get paths put into the graveyard. There's some funding is available through a couple of different sources, maybe not directly through the council, but to put pathways down through the graveyard. The first two graveyards, the one in where the church is, the oldest part of the graveyard, could have a path put down from it in as far as the old church. And then the newer graveyards down to the right, that there would be a tarmac path right down through it. And, you know, you have to think of people who could be elderly, who maybe lost a partner, a widower, and or you could have someone who may have lost some of their children, and they may not be as firm as they were on their feet in the past. And I just want a footpath, maybe to be a tarmac footpath down through the centre of the graveyard, so that people could maybe be brought down in a wheelchair, or somebody that has a walking frame or a rollator, or even a walking stick, that's walking on steady ground. And it's not much to ask for out of respect for the people of the parish.
It certainly doesn't seem like it's a lot to ask for, councillor, but as you've stated there, one thing needs to be sorted before you can move on to another. And I suppose what you were looking for today is just to know where you stand in relation to this issue.
Yes, and they have said that they hope to get it sorted early in 2025 with the drainage issue. And I'm hoping that that will come about, that we get the drainage issues sorted, and take it from there then, that once the drainage is done, they have no opposition to moving on with the paths and things like that. And it has to be remembered that these paths and things, they have to be done in accordance with proper design standard. We can't just, even if the community wants to, we can't just go in and start tarring on it, because if the drainage isn't right underneath, they'll only have to be dug up. So we don't want to have that waste of money. But I'm going to keep pushing to get the drainage work sorted first, and follow up with the paths.